Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. Can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
KAURIDEL@AOL.com.
What was after the R-I?
URIDEL.
DEL. Got it.
@AOL.com.
Give me just a moment. I'm having a little bit of a hard time locating your account.
Yeah, so was I. I hit the Craftsy button, and it comes up. My class library's empty, but it's showing like an account number of 1153693.
Let me try searching for that.
Well, I had a Craftsy account, and then I had a Blueprint account, and now I've got a new iPad. I switched everything over, and nothing comes up.
All right, let me see.
And, of course, I don't remember what my secret password is.
Not a problem. Let me see if I can find this for you. Okay. Can I try searching your first and last name, please?
Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Uridel, U-R-I-D-E-L.
All right. I was able to locate your membership.
Yay, me.
All right. And can I just get you to verify your mailing address, Ms. Uridel?
7447 Essex, E-S-S-E-X, Drive, that's Mentor, Ohio, M-E-N-T-O-R, 44060.
Okay. Thank you for that. I do see that you have a premium annual membership. And what was the problem today?
Well, I hit the nice little Craftsy button on the desktop or whatever you call it. And it comes up, and it says your class library is empty. It gives me that 1153693 number. And if I go to anything, it says it's unable to load the page. It says to sign out and sign back in.
Okay. It sounds like you're using the Craftsy app. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the problem. So when we reformatted the website, we made it more user-friendly. So you won't use the app anymore. You'll log into your Craftsy account on your web browser or TV. And your classes and patterns are here. I'm showing that you've got 54 classes and 415 patterns that are available
Ooh.
To you on your Craftsy account.
I got that many. Okay, so I know I don't use Blueprint. That's gone. But I don't use the Craftsy app for anything then?
No, ma'am. You'll just go to craftsy.com on your web browser, and it'll take you, you'll sign in, and your classes will be all there.
All right. Let's try it while I'm talking to you. We'll cancel that. We'll get rid of this. We'll go to here, craftsy.com. That's wrong. Let's delete this. Craftsy. There's a whole bunch of things here. Which one do I? Craftsy. Okay. Craftsy login. Well, this is definitely not easy. Okay.
And I do apologize. Once you get logged in, I'll be able to walk you through it, and it'll be much easier.
Well, this came up with Craftsy Browse. There's a search. Oh, there's the login. Let's hit that. Email address. Let's try that. Log into Craftsy using. That doesn't help me any. All right.
So on the top of the page.
I'm going to hand type it, and we will. Come on. Where's my keyboard? That's not it. Cancel that. Cancel. There's the keyboard. And password. Boy, I tell you. D-E-L. At AOL. com. And forget my password possibly, but let's try this.
Well, you don't have to forget your password. I can always reset it for you if you can't get in.
Come on. Error. Invalid username or incorrect password.
Okay. So what do you want the password to be? And I'll set it as that.
Let me try one more thing.
Okay.
Password. And we'll sign in. Ah, okay. It says,
okay.
Thanks for becoming a premium member. Hello, Karen.
All right. So on your account dashboard, you'll have your classes under your classes tab, your patterns under your patterns tab, and then you can browse and go through all of our courses we have online as well.
Let me, okay, I was looking for my Portuguese knitting class. There it is. Okay, I'm going to, okay, now, if I just don't log out whenever I hit it, it should come back up as me?
It should. It should save,
I'm going to sign
your login.
Let me sign out.
If you sign out, then it'll sign out, but if you just close the browser, it should open back up.
But what I want to do is sign out and hit this. I have a weird touch thing. Email address. No, that's the wrong button. We'll hit this. This is not my. Okay. Touch ID to use the password. We're canceling that. Well, if I cancel that, that gets rid of all of that. No. We're going to sign in again. Yay! I hit all the right buttons this time.
Oh, good. So it should log you in every time now. When you go to craftsy.com, and you should have no problem accessing your classes and patterns and the online content.
Okay, and I can get rid of both the blueprint and the Craftsy app that I have on my
Correct.
Desktop.
Correct.
Okay.
If you have a Roku and Roku TV or an Amazon Fire TV or Amazon Fire Stick, we do have an app for those, so you can watch your classes on. You can't watch your previously purchased classes just yet, but you'd be able to watch the online content from the TV, but those would be the only apps we have now.
Okay. All right. Well, I do have a, weird TV with all these strange things, but I do have a Fire Stick. I never use it. I don't know why. At any rate, thank you so much for helping me with this. I truly appreciate it.
Not a problem.
I enjoy using Craftsy a lot, learning different techniques, and, you get this whimsy that, oh, I think I'd like to see how that is done. And you're an immense help. Right now, I'm I'm knitting something, and it calls for a lot of purl stitches, and those are really easy with the Portuguese style of knitting. Oh. So that's what I was looking for. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Well, you are so welcome, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.